welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird, but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hey.
Hey, baby.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah.
We don't really have a random thought today, because the whole podcast is kind of random. Why, you might ask, as the wind blows and shuts the door in the podcast studio.
I was just going to say, should I close the podcast studio window?
Someday we'll have a real podcast studio.
Oh, it's on my list of things to do.
But that day is not today. Anyways, hello, podcast listeners. This podcast is all about, it's all
what
random.
What is it about?
It's about.
How can it be random if it's about something?
Sorry. Because it's not scripted.
Oh, okay.
There, how's that? Okay, so it's all random, and it's all random about trends.
Oh.
And whether or not trending is a good thing or a bad thing or a little bit of both.
Yeah.
And what's actually trending right now, May 30th, as we 2023, as we record this podcast.
You say like that, like some advanced race in the future might find a copy of this somewhere.
An advanced race in the future is totally going to be like, ooh, dogs are smarter than people.
We've known that forever.
This is going to be the one podcast they listen to.
Maybe the advanced race will be dogs.
Probably will.
That's when we'll be popular.
I know.
We'll be dead, like everybody else.
But,
all the real artists don't get popular until they're dead.
We'll be the Vincent Van Gogh of podcasts.
That's right. I'm not cutting my ear off.
No, me neither.
Unless it's got cancer.
Way to bring the podcast down, cancer boy. Oh my god. Alright, so for those of you who don't know, Shawnee's had cancer 3 times in the past year. In 3 different places.
But it's all skin cancer.
It's all skin cancer. But that can be very, very deadly.
Supposedly, fully. Hey, if I get my ear cut off.
It's cutting off.
I'm putting it in a jar full of formaldehyde.
No, you're not.
And we're going to keep it on our bookshelf.
Oh.
Oh, no, we'll keep it on the mantle above the belt stove in the living room.
There's something so wrong with you.
We'll put a stud in it.
There's something so very, very wrong with you. Oh my gosh. Okay, so trending. What's it mean to trend? Basically, it means what, Sean?
To be the popular thing for that second
right. Of
the day.
You're trending for me every second of every day.
Baby. Oh, baby. You make me so lucky.
So, I looked at a couple places at what was trending right now, and you'll hear my mouse click because we don't have a silent mouse yet. So, along with the podcast,
we just haven't unpacked it. We've had it for a year.
I don't know where it is.
We're waiting for the podcast studio to be done, but our contractor, as so many in Bar Harbor are, is extremely slow.
Shawnee is our contractor.
You didn't have to say that part.
All right, so anyways, so I was looking at trends. So on AP News today, right?
Yeah.
Here are the trends. No kidding. California overtime law threatens use of grazing goats to prevent wildfire.
Like that could have been our random thought.
I could have.
Are goats covered by overtime laws?
I don't know.
Really? We have animal worker rights now.
I think they want to take care of that goat. You don't want to, like, it's like those horses in Charleston. You don't want them working too hard.
Goats don't give no shits, baby.
You don't know if they give shits or not.
They won't be eating grass if they're not into it.
They're into you it. You can't. I thought you said ass. Well, they're not eating ass.
They won't be eating ass if they're not into it either, but that's a whole different podcast.
Oh my god.
We're going to be starting soon with our friends.
No, we, as soon as we get a podcast studio. Okay, anyways.
That's right.
So that's the top trending thing on AP News, right?
Yeah.
Then if we go over to the Today Show, which is random. I haven't watched the Today Show since I was like 5 years old.
I can't imagine it's interesting at all.
It's Channing Tatum's go-to sandwich is a PB&J with Cheetos.
That's a fucking good sandwich.
So Hoda and Jenna gave it a chat. I gotta tell you,
I don't give a shit about Channing Tatum or any other celebrity, but that is a good sandwich.
You're so passionate about things.
At least I'm not passionate about other people's lives.
Okay. Anyways, trending on Twitter.
Oh, wait. Let's do a quick shout out to our friend Steve Boucher.
Why?
Because his precious Celtics lost to the Miami Heat. Oh, yeah. And now they're not going to the finals.
He's very sad. And they didn't just lose. They really lost.
They lost big for basketball. Yeah, it's 19 points.
Yeah, man. All right, anyways. So number one on Twitter, to prove how dumb we are, is me and Karma. Which we don't know what it
is. Does that mean Karma's kicking my ass right now?
I don't know.
No, don't look at it.
I don't know, man. Oh, it's something with Taylor Swift Nation, I think.
Oh, my God. Go away from that.
Oh, but they're so adorable. No, we don't
care about celebrities.
All right, whatever. Party.
Which is probably P-A-R-D-I. Also celebrity, judging by the way it's spelled.
Yes. I think that might have to, I don't know. And then Azalea.
Again, not spelled correctly.
Atmos Collectors Club.
What's Atmos?
Well,
I'm Ass to Mouth Society?
No. Sean Cal. Wait, it's sneakers, man.
Oh.
Anyways, Kendrick. For Kendrick Lamar. And then finally, Chick-fil-A.
Wait a minute. No, I want to look at the whole top 10. What's HOA? Is that hoes?
No.
Or is that homeowners associations?
It can be both. But I think this one is about homeowners associations.
So number 10 is the first thing that might have any relevancy to the normal person's real life.
Yeah.
I gotta stop talking.
I know. Sean is very anti-HOA.
No, I'm very anti-people getting so much, so wrapped up in the celebrity lives.
Oh, alright. So anyways, that's what's trending on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
So like...
Oh yeah, do this one.
And now we're gonna look at TikTok, so Shawnee can get crankier, honestly.
Oh, apparently. I'm more used to TikTok because we have a 14-year-old, so.
I don't know.
Although they don't watch TikTok.
Oh no, I forgot my login.
Oh, we don't know Russian, so
how the heck it weka?
Yeah.
Alright, how do you find what's trending on TikTok?
I don't know.
Alright.
You know.
Trending on TikTok now. How's that?
Sure.
Trending on TikTok today. So thanks to the magic of the internet.
Watch. We can't watch these videos. That person, still Russian.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man.
They're all foreign language.
Whatever. So, well, it's a worldwide thing, babe.
Well, that's true.
And songs trend on TikTok, you know, like, if you look at Envato.co, it says that trending... yesterday here is what's the beige flag trend, which is where instead of having a positive or a negative behavior, a red flag or a green flag, it's a beige flag, which is boring, neutral, or quirky. That's not good or bad. Hey, quirky's always good. What the
hell? Hell yeah, it is.
What the F with that beige? And
there's nothing wrong with neutral either.
Quirky is like the least beige thing in the world is unusual, so and beige is normal.
That's right. Why do you have to be polarized? You don't have to be the polar of one thing or another. I hate TikTok.
Anyways, beige flags are like, my beige flag is that I didn't drink coffee, but if a client buys me a coffee, I'll drink it.
Well, no joke. You're not going to say no and throw it away.
So you're just being polite.
Exactly.
And then there's the leave me alone Akira threat trend, which is an old anime from 1988. Akira suddenly appeared back on TikTok and now it's trending. And they use a soundbite from the film where they see a vision of their future and it looks very bad. And then the character clutches at their head and says, leave me alone, as if in physical pain from the visions.
Wow.
Yes. So that's what's trending on TikTok and on Twitter and on the AP and on Today's Show, right?
So what you're saying is we failed the aliens test and we're going to get obliterated real soon.
What I'm saying is it's interesting to me because, like, trends are, you know, I grew up and my mom was always like, you don't want to be trendy. Trendy is boring. Trendy is sheep. You don't, you be your own person.
That's because you were poor.
Wow.
I was poor too.
Wow.
But I never tried to be trendy because I knew we couldn't afford it. I was very conscientious of my mother's pocketbook.
As was
like
I.
Like she beat it into me or something.
As was I. She, I still can't go shopping without anxiety for clothes.
I remember the first time I had a pair of name brand tennis shoes. They were Nikes. I was so freaking excited to wear them to school. And then everybody made fun of me because they were like last year's Nikes.
Florida.
I know.
They were probably like 5 years ahead of time for those of us in New Hampshire and Maine.
Yeah, I know. They're probably still working their way up here.
30 years later. So, anyways, there's
like SpongeBob's 10 days later.
30 years later. Oh, look at Sean's Nikes.
I swear.
From when he was
I swear to whatever holy entity you believe in that when I came to Maine in 1997, things were just getting popular. That had been popular in Florida like 5 years prior. It's changed now because of the internet and technology, but I promise you.
Our commercials are still about 20 years.
Oh, the homespun ones suck.
Yeah, like homemade commercials in
Maine.
Oh
my God.
It's amazing. You should come here and visit just to watch the TV.
All they are is whoever owns the company, the business or company's children. And or the owner of the company.
And they all have like way worse, like more distinctive Maine accents than they actually have in real life. So it'll be like, it's a wicked pissa up here in Bahama.
God, it sounds so fake.
And it sounds that bad.
The only one I could appreciate, which I haven't seen yet, is if somebody had their kid do the Maine accent.
No, I've seen that.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. It was like one of those Tractor Supply people guys.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so anyway, so the thing about trends is that some people, like Ryan Duguid, believes that like trends actually can be bad for critical thinking. Random. It is random.
Okay.
And I didn't write anything. I'm just saying, like, this guy thinks that this, like, trends.
Give me
I can't believe you
business.
Just gave me a hard time for not being random enough.
Well, you actually have something written by somebody else to talk. Does he happen to say that following trends can be bad for business because if you're not right on the ball and you hit the trend late, then you're like too late and you're going to invest money in something that's no longer trending?
I think that for him, he thinks that trends come from data, but we have so much data, right?
Yeah.
That, and trends, you can't always show that they're going to be a long-term shift or change.
That's for sure.
Versus a short-term shift or change. So if you have a company that you want to be long-term, I haven't read this article, so I'm just guessing. But so if you have a company that you want to be long-term, and if you keep pivoting to short-term trends and using your resources that way, mm-hmm. versus creating a stable product mm-hmm. with consumer loyalty, maybe,
right?
That might
work out better in the long term.
Well, like, those short pivots would be worse. And like, if you're naively following the industry trends, I think that's a phrase he uses, that and trying to be like, oh, look at us. We're like Apple or Nike and we're cutting edge. Like, that might not work for you.
Right.
Yeah. And it becomes almost like clickbait in the trending aspects of workplace.
Yep.
So instead of thinking things through, you're just pivoting so quickly that like you're not thinking about the future. You're just thinking about the right now. Everybody wants white sneakers. We better produce all the white sneakers.
Until tomorrow.
And when they all want orange sneakers. Right. Or Sean's retro Nikes.
They were a dark blue with an orange swoosh.
Oh my God.
I can remember
I still. Can imagine that. And the other thing about trends is that not all trends are going to fit you if you're a business or a person. Like, if you think about our island and we think about the people, like right now I have a news blog, there's another news blog and there's a local newspaper, right? And what everybody is kind of drifting toward are the local news blogs, right? Everyone who knows about them. But then also there's an expectation for one of the news blogs, mine, and the newspaper to be more biased than they are. So what the audiences are wanting right now are biased stories or stories with a lot of editorialization, maybe not necessarily biased, but
right.
And so to me, if I trend towards that, it's responding to the audience, which is what you're all taught to do for marketing and business. But at the same time, it's in the longer view, if I start editorializing about certain topics or subjects and not others, then I can't be trusted across the board for all topics. And if I editorialize for everything, then I'm no longer fair and impartial. You know what I mean?
So I do.
So to me, that can't be my business model. Not that it makes me money, but like it can't be my model for that blog.
Right.
As opposed to like the model for my personal blog where I'm like, everyone try to be a good person. Like, you know, like I can't have that. Like I'm allowed to do that on a personal blog. But for me, for a newspaper, if I pivot to that trend, it just wouldn't work, I don't think, in the long run.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you think of like what happens with Fox News or MSNBC and those very big players versus the newspapers that try to have more of a moderate middle take. I think that the ones that are doing a little bit better are the ones who don't sway that much from the middle.
I can totally see that. Oh, right. I totally agree. 100%. Don't think. You looked at me like, did you just listen to me at all?
I did. I was like, did he listen? Was he zoning out? Oh no, was that boring? Oh God.
I was thinking of our own personal business ideas, actually.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
That's right. For the news blog.
Oh, interesting.
Uh-huh. I have some grandiose ones.
Are you going to remember them, or should I just shut off the podcast right now?
I might need to go on Shark Tank to see if I can get some funding.
That would be awesome. All right. So anyways, that's really interesting to me, right?
Yeah.
And the good things about trends, et cetera, according to Colleen Dillon Schneider, is that like it helps you understand about your potential and current audiences. If you look at data for trends, right, it helps you figure out where to put your own, like try to get more data from.
Right.
And it helps you like, quote, meet the audiences where they are. And so I'm choosing not to meet some members of my audience they are, because that would be biased and I can't do that and I don't want to be weaponized.
Oh, God dang it. You stole my thunder. Since I came up with a term.
You did not come up with a term.
Not that term, but in relation to our news blog, I did come up with the policy of we will never be weaponized for any one particular entity's point of view.
Do you have anything other thoughts to say about trends? Or trending?
No.
I mean, it would be nice to go viral and get a little money off of something, but like,
trends are not always a bad thing.
No.
Some of the things that are trending are important world events and or, you know, local, national, or whatever, but
or, you know, what that guy eats on his sandwich. Who? Or the goats.
You know what? A PB&J with Cheetos is one of the world's best sandwiches. I mean, the only thing I think that can beat that's a PB&J with Doritos. Oh my but God. That's personal preference right there. So. Dog tip for life. My challenge every week is to see how far I can get you to lean over away from me.
I know, but it was your chair that squeaked.
I'm talking about the dog. Oh, my chair's been squeaking. I've been moving around a lot today.
You gotta be still.
Please forgive me, people. We haven't purchased podcast studio quality chairs yet, which I think is basically a stool. Oh my God. So.
It's dire here. It's so dire. And you know why? Because we refuse to follow the trends and monetize things and weaponize them.
I know. We need some money. Some merch. Send us some money. We'll send you like a used candle or something. Oh my God. Maybe we should get some plushies made up. I think I would make a hilarious little plushie, actually.
Oh my God. Can we make Sean plushies?
Yeah. Sure thing.
If I die, will you bury me with one of them?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Uh-huh. All right, what's our dog's
name? Gonna have a big old giant...
plushie.
Head. I don't know what the hell the dog did. Sparty looked at me when I asked him about trends, and he just kind of went back to sleep.
here's the thing. In a dog's world, trends don't matter, man.
It does if your trend is a treat every time you hear the pantry door open. I can answer for Sparty on this one. He doesn't have to tell me.
Maybe the trend, his advice is just choose the trends that benefit you.
Choose your trends wisely?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, choose your friends wisely.
That's right.
Oh, that's
trends awesome. And friends.
Oh, man, that's awesome. There.
Yeah, yay. Okay. Good job, baby. That.
Good job, you, boo.
You have to remember what? Trends and friends?
Yeah, man.
Well, the two are things you should definitely choose wisely.
That's true.
Yeah. But don't be afraid to try either one out.
Someday we should do a podcast just about bad clothing trends. Let's do that on Loving the Strange.
Bad clothing trends?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be all about the 80s.
No, remember that male, like that that
hammer pants.
Yes, but remember that bathing suit that like just two straps.
It's like a Speedo, but it has some straps going up. Yeah,
that'd be good.
That should have been for women. Oh my God. All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.